Hey, babe. Yeah, I've just been trying to chip away at this project. I've been putting it off for too long. What's up? Oh, did you now? And I suppose I should drop everything to give you what you want, since somehow I became your slave? That's how that works, right? Aw, that surprised look on your stupid face. You are so cute when you're begging me for it. Well, I guess I can make time. You submissive types are exhausting as fuck, though. You know that? I figured having a little fuck pet who's desperate for degradation would mean that I get my needs taken care of. But no, no! I can't even go one fucking day without you asking me to put you in your place. But since you brought over my belt and my dildo anyway, let's see what you've learned, huh? Well, evidently you haven't learned all of that much, since you didn't think to bring the lube over, too. You're not very smart, are you? Do I have to do everything myself? Hey, no, you do not want to complain now. It's too late to go grab it. You're not going anywhere, except for across my lap. Ass right up in the air for me. At least I didn't need to command you to get naked before you approached me. Should have known that you were coming to ask for this as soon as I saw you waltzing over with those naked thighs. Still bearing my teeth marks from last night. You do like it when my mark on you is visible, don't you? Gonna spread those cheeks now. And as for lube, well, we'll just have to make do, I guess. I'll make it work. I always do. I take care of what I own. Even if you do not make it easy for me. Now, let me see how that little hole's coming along. Huh. Two fingers with almost no resistance. The plug that I gave you, you've been using it at all times, just like I said? Well, good. It shows. I told you that it was for your own benefit. And it's a very good thing that you showed me that trust, using it just like I told you to. Maybe you're not as stupid as I thought, my pet. Let me just slip a third in. Ooh, I heard that cute little whimper. Don't try to hide it. What do I always say? A good slave thanks their owner with every moan, every sigh. So don't you dare try to keep quiet. Oh, there we go. Getting nice and loud from me. You want a fourth? No, too much? You wanted me to see what a good job you've been doing prepping your ass for me, but you don't want me to stuff my fist up your ass? No. Scared that I'd ruin you? You're not ready for me to make you gape like that yet? You're not? Well, you look so damn cute when you're afraid, and your eyebrows curve like that. That little twitch you get in your calves as they get ready for you to run for your life in terror. Oh, it just makes me want to do it. Makes me want to scare you harder. Maybe instead of my fist, I could use a couple fingers from each hand. Get to manipulate that little hole a little better that way. Yeah. Oh, you're taking the three fingers from my one hand pretty good. So how about two fingers from one hand and one finger from the other? But unfortunately, only my right hand's nails are trimmed for fingering right now. My left fingernails are getting pretty long. Would you like me to do that for you anyway, Pat? Do you want to feel that scraping along the wrinkles around your hole, huh? That sweet spot right between a scratch and a tickle, just inside that delicate rim of yours. Your answer doesn't matter. I want what's best for you. And I don't give a single solitary fuck about what you want, what you think. But training your brain, it's still a struggle. Your mind is so full of spiral fractures and cracks that run so deep. It's gonna take me quite some time to deep clean it all for you. But your ass, well, seems okay. Looser than it was, at least. Very responsive. And just past the rim, it's still that beautiful rosy shade that shows you're a very healthy pet. Well, at least physically speaking. Mentally, you still have a ways to go, but overall, not bad. Not bad at all. Did you say something, slave? Well, that sounded like a question, but I don't hear you if you don't remember to call me madam. Say that again. Say it louder, I don't quite hear you yet. Oh, why are you spanking me, madam? Yeah, I heard you that time. Maybe it's because I want to check the reactiveness of those cheeks. See how they tense when they feel that whooshing of air? That feeling that my hand's about to land? Your last little fucking canary in the coal mine, yeah? Or maybe it's because I like the sight of you on your knees so much that I want to motivate you to do it more often. And sometimes that means motivating you to not sit down on your ass. At least not without a bag of ice. Or maybe it's just to give you some handprints to match the bite marks that you've got a little lower. After all, just because you're naked doesn't mean I can't accessorize your outfit. Make you look like a pretty pet. Or maybe I just wanted to hit you. I don't need a reason. Get up. Lazy trash, you think you can spend our entire playtime just laying on your tummy? Get up! Hey, I said get up, I didn't say get off of my lap. Park that stinging ass right here. Ooh, I can feel the heat radiating off of your skin. Seeping right into my thigh. Does Madam's skin soothe that a little bit? Yeah. Does my touch make it a little bit better? Maybe I'll even give it a kiss if you behave yourself. You're gonna be feeling that one for quite a while, won't you? Well, let's see what effect that pain has had on that quivering little hole. You were tensing up so bad between strikes. I wonder if you'll still be relaxed and loose enough to take your Madam Silicone Dildo in. Go on, pet. Come closer to me. I'm giving you full permission to grab my shoulders for support. I'll even line it up a bit for you. You like that cold, artificial prick right on your rim? Would have been more slick if you'd had a better brain. But I know you can take it. I know you can do it. Just bend your knees. Lower. Ooh, there you go. Go on, slave. You can take more than that. Don't you want to feel your skin pressed up against mine? Don't you want to rest your tired legs by just sitting right on my lap? Go on. Sit on it. All the way. Take it all the way. It's what you deserve for bothering me. You wanted me to fuck your ass? Well, then your ass is getting fucked. Down you go. There you go. I knew you had it in you. Well, at least now you do. But I believe you told me you wanted to get fucked. So what the fuck are you waiting for? Fuck yourself. That's it. Oh, that's it. Fuck Madam Strap-on Dick. Nice and hard. You know I don't care if it hurts. This is what you fucking deserve for being so fucking exhausting and so fucking needy. You deserve something big and thick slamming into your insides. You know it. So be a good pet and act like it. Fuck me with appreciation. Fuck me with gratitude. Don't waste my fucking time. You really don't know that there's things I'd rather be doing than you. I'm doing this for you. This is what you wanted. This is what you begged for, so show me that you want it. Show me some passion. Show me some appreciation. Keep going. Show me that this is getting through to you. That's it. That's it. I'm gonna start rocking into you now. Rocking the chair with you. Don't lose your balance. Work those fucking calves. Oh, come on. You're forcing me to drop absolutely everything so that I can fuck you up the ass. The least you can do is keep it in you. Keep it in you, you pathetic piece of fucking trash. You can at least act like you're grateful. Show some fucking appreciation that I'm even giving you the time of day. Don't even dare let it slip out. Earn my attention. Earn my affection, you worthless fucking hole. I don't care if it's getting to feel like it's too much. I don't fucking care. I don't care if you can't keep your balance. I don't care if the chair fucking breaks beneath us. If I hear that pathetic little hole lose its grip, then that spanking I gave you earlier, it's gonna feel like a fucking feather. So don't let that fucking cock slip out. Show it some fucking gratitude. Yeah, there you go. That's it. I think you've earned a little bit of pleasure from the front. No, you don't get distracted. Do not get distracted. You keep fucking yourself properly on that dick. Keep fucking yourself properly on my massive fucking dildo up your ass. You keep training that tight little ass of yours to take it like the good little worthless fucking hole you are. But go ahead and rub yourself on the front. Go ahead. What, you think I'm gonna take care of that for you two? What, am I not giving you enough? Is that it? I'm not putting enough effort into using my little worthless fuck pet, huh? Huh? Well, go ahead and relax your legs. Just sit down. I'll take care of doing the pounding now. But in exchange, you gotta play with yourself for me. Go on. Fingers right where they feel good. You know your body. You know my fuck pet's pleasure spots so well, so touch them for me. Touch yourself for me. That's it. That's it. I don't care if you were coming to me for punishment. I don't feel like grabbing a bigger toy to punish you right now. I feel like watching your face when you make yourself come. And I don't feel like being questioned, and I don't feel like being undermined, and I don't feel like being contradicted. So unless you want me to go back to spanking that ass, or doing something else nasty to you that I don't even have the words for right now, maybe putting some tight clamps on those nipples, maybe grabbing the peppermint oil. You don't want that? You don't want that? Then you gotta fuck yourself. Play with yourself. I wanna watch you come. Go on, slave. Let me see the way that your eyes roll back when you're right on the edge. Show me that you know how to use your hand. And don't neglect, don't you dare fucking neglect that rubber cock up your ass. Keep clenching and show me that your fingers are at least half as skilled as your asses. That's it, that's it, that's it, that's it, that's it. You know how to make my pet feel good. You do, and you better feel good for me, because I own your orgasm, pet.
You come when I tell you to come, and I am telling you to make yourself come for me hard. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and a half, 1 and a quarter. One, come for me, you filthy little thing. Oh. Ride it out, babe. Ride it out, babe. That's it. That's it. There you go. So, that's it. Not bad. Your ass definitely still has a way to go, but you're certainly coming along. Really, not bad. Okay, stand up. Let me just get this thing off of me. Okay. Get back on my lap. There's a good... I'm sorry. It's hard for me to stay in character while you're looking all adorable and cum drunk like that. You are practically glowing, my dear. Are you okay? That wasn't too mean. You know, that was just dirty talk. You know that, right? You are not a burden. I never mind taking the time to drop everything and play around with you. Never. You're special. You're precious to me. Remember? Remember that for me. And if I ever say anything that makes you doubt that, that's what the safe word is for, okay? It's not just for when your body's hurt, it's your feelings too. Because believe it or not, your brain is part of your body. Saying you have hurt feelings doesn't make you weak. It doesn't make you a burden. And just because you asked me to play rough with you doesn't mean you're not allowed to change your mind and ask me to play gentle instead. So ask me anytime you need to. You are not a burden. How about you go run us a bath, babe? I think you've earned a nice calf massage after riding that hard. Go on. I'll be in with you in a sec.